the only one here on the Joe and Alex show that is married. Alex has been dating her boyfriend, the Egyptian, for 6 months. The web girl's been with Jewel Daddy for about the same time or so. So
no way.
I'm just trying to make the relationship
like
stronger.
Weeks.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
You don't bring somebody's down to bring yours
no,
up higher.
No,
I'm
saying it has been 3 months. Try 3 months.
Yes, she's been hiding it from us secretly. That's the real story.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
I know I'm not going to bring up the names here because I feel so terrible about this, but something, if you listen to the Joe and Alex show, you might have heard this happen about a month ago, not even less than that. We had an on-air proposal. We actually had somebody confess their love for their significant other. They said yes. We cried. It was an amazing day. Then Alex, did we get a direct message over the weekend about some sad news?
Yes.
What happened? And please keep the names out of it because I don't want to bring up, you know, tear open a wound.
Well, the girl messaged us and said that the guy decided to end the engagement, that he didn't actually want to get married. He only did it because he thought that's what she wanted, but apparently wasn't ready.
Oh my gosh.
And so he decided to break up with her.
Wait, they're not even together anymore?
No.
Because I've heard of people calling out the engagement and
but
staying
together. Yeah.
317-239-1009. You could be anonymous if it's too hard to talk about, but please share with us the stories of calling off the wedding, calling off the engagement. Did you just maybe call it off and you stayed together? I mean, I'm going to be totally frank here, and I know I feel bad for Lindsay when I do this. We had a rough patch about a month and a half before the wedding. We're like, let's just call this off.
No
like,
way.
Because if you're... Okay.
What was it over?
I think it's just... Honestly, this is bad because I don't remember everything, Alex, but it was just things that, like, what I was doing, she felt like I wasn't this, what I've talked about before, like, I wasn't the same guy that she first started dating and fell in love with. And she's like, do I want to be with this guy for the rest of my life?
So then did that, like, kick it into gear for you? Like, all of a sudden you started changing things or no?
I feel like I'm getting better, but I still don't feel like I'm 100% of the guy I used to be.
But like when that happened though, a month and a half before you guys were supposed to get married,
I cried all weekend. It was so devastating. I thought she was going to leave me.
But did you do something? Like, did you start doing something is what I'm saying. Like, did you all of a sudden start bringing home flowers every other day? Or like, what were you doing to try to show her, no, I'm still the same guy?
To be honest, no, I don't think I did that much.
So then she just decided to just like let it go?
I think I addressed her concerns at the time and she's like, okay.
That was it?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had some awesome answer here, but I unfortunately don't. Let's talk to Ariel in Beech Grove. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? What did you want to say?
So I just broke off my engagement a couple of months ago. I caught him sending his ex money, and it wasn't just a little bit. It was $50,000 in 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. What was he buying?
Yes. So I just ghosted him, and... Yeah.
Wait, what was crazy. He buying?
He was just sending her money. She's married. She has kids now. And she's just a lunatic. And he was sending her money because he's stupid.
So you just ghosted him? You didn't, like, kind of talk it out or try to work it out or anything?
Well, I had initially caught it. And I was like, no more. And he just kept doing it, so I wasn't going to deal with it.
Wait a minute. I'm not trying to defend him, but like, what if he was being like blackmailed or something like that? And like, she wanted the money from him, so she was extorting him. I feel like you should have at least asked if you were engaged to the person, like, what happened? I'm not saying it's right, but don't you want to know more?
Well, the initial was he was just trying to help her with her kids. And I have kids of my own, so you should be taking care of me and my kids first before you take care of somebody else's kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What if maybe one of the kids was actually his, though?
Well, she has a husband. That's what he's for.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but, like, what if he knocked her up? Like, what if he...
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, what if one of those kids that aren't his kids is his
Ooh.
Kid? That's the only thing I could think of. Like, why would the money be coming out?
I don't know, but I don't think one of them are his. I mean, he should have just... got a DNA test then.
Wow. So are you are you on the market right now or are you just taking some time off? Because that's got to be pretty tough to call off an engagement.
I mean, I'm not looking, but I would be down.
All right, cool. Put your stuff out there on Tinder and on Bumble. See what comes of it. 317-239-1009. If either one of you, Alex or Liv the Web Girl, if you called off a wedding,
ooh.
Would you try to go back on, or is it just done?
If I call it off, well, then I feel like then it's over.
Really? So, like, you're not going to try to go back to it at all?
Yeah, I feel like for a wedding, absolutely not. But Alex, say that you and the Egyptian got engaged, and then like a month in, he realizes he's not ready for it.
Oh,
would
gosh.
You stay with him? So he's calling off the engagement, not the wedding, which I think
that.
Is different.
That freaks me out to even, that's honestly my worst nightmare. Like that's what keeps me up at night is thinking of scenarios like this. No, I feel like I couldn't because then forever I'm going to be insecure. I'm going to be insecure forever. Like even if it's 6 months later, he says, okay, now I'm ready. How humiliating is that when you get engaged because you announce it? You know what I mean?
Like, everybody's so happy for you.
I would be
you.
On the air. I would be posting it all over social media. But then I'd have to say, just kidding.
I think that's a main reason why people don't call off weddings and don't call off engagements is because they have too much pride and they're going to be too humiliated. But I don't think that's any better.
I think Liv just brought up a great point right there. I think there are people that go through with it because they're too embarrassed. And the closer the day gets, tick, tock, tick, talk, tick,
see,
talk.
A lot of people actually do premarital counseling once they're engaged, but I actually really want to do premarital counseling with someone before we're engaged because during that, you talk about all the hardcore things like your sex life, your finances, you know, kids and parenting styles and all these different things that you want to do and dreams for yourself. And a lot of things come up in those sessions where you might realize then and there that you're not really right for each other. And if you do that before getting engaged, then it saves you the embarrassment.
What sex life? I thought you were waiting for marriage.
Here's the thing. The guy could imagine one thing. The girl could imagine another. So all of those things get brought out up into the open.
Talking kind of fast over here. All right. Thank you.